Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
They didn't say the cost of being a patriot would come cheap. Elon Musk is paying dearly. Bloomberg reporting this morning, Musk has lost a staggering 25% of his fortune just since Trump took office. Not since Trump was elected, but since Trump took office on January 20th. Bloomberg reports, in terms of Musk's personal wealth, the alliance with Trump has so far cost him $113 billion. A lot of that was in Tesla stock. Folks don't realize how much the domestic terrorism by the Democrats has cost him. It's truly staggering. If you look at Q1 last year, Tesla made $1.4 billion. Fast forward to Q1 this year, so first 3 months of the year, just $400 million. That is a 71% decrease. Ouch. That $113 billion, ironically, is almost as much as Doge says it saved the federal government, $150 billion. Here's why. Folks, this is unbelievable. Do you remember when Doge went to the Treasury? And they're already deputized as federal employees. They're working for Trump, like any other federal employee. And they say, let me in. Let's see the payment system. Well, they immediately get physically blocked by this 30-year career bureaucrat who's been in charge of the payment systems the whole time. He refuses to let them in, says, I'm not giving you the passwords. His name was David LeBrink, and for 30 years, he supervised the payments and hadn't turned down any of them, Musk said. Even when they went to terror groups, fraudulent groups that didn't actually exist, or when is payment for things that weren't authorized by Congress and weren't in the budget. Here's Musk sitting down with Rogan on his podcast back in February.
To give you an example of like what's happening, say, Treasury, which is improving rapidly, the main payments computer is called PAM, like payment accounts master database or something like that, but everyone calls it PAM. That's responsible for almost $5 trillion of payments a year, roughly $1 billion an hour. When we came there, we're looking at the PAM, and it's like you could put a payment through with no payment categorization code and no description on the payment, like basically untraceable blank checks. This is the kind of thing that if it was done as a public company, the company would be immediately delisted and the executive team would be thrown in prison. But this is just normal at the government.
Yeah, no wonder David LeBrink tried to physically block Doge. Anyway, they gave him the choice of resigning or being fired. He took the resignation. Okay, well, here's the good news. On Saturday, they put a new payment system on. Get this, you actually have to use a code that matches back to the federal budget. In other words, it matches the section of the budget that the funding authorization is from. Now, get a load of what happened. Day one with this. Do you know how many fraudulent payments the system booted out? These are fraudulent attempted payments that didn't have the right code or didn't have a code. $334 million worth of payments, improper payment requests in one day. These were either missing the budget codes, they didn't put anything. The code was not linked to the budget, i.e. it was invalid, Or get this, they were using a budget code where that part of the budget had already been fully spent. What the heck? Now, here's the truly insane part, okay? Doge's XFeed reported $4.7 trillion in payments that they found inside this treasury system where those fields are left blank, making traceability almost impossible. We don't know where the hell they went. Now, some of it, no doubt, was probably laziness or they just didn't use a code because it wasn't required. But some of it, folks, and we'll never know how much. Who the heck were they paying? Problem number two, and this is the outrageous part. Almost $500 billion a year made in payments for programs that have expired. Some of these programs have been expired 10, 15, 20, one of them 40 years ago. What are we paying for? Nobody knows, because guess what? When it's no longer authorized by Congress, there's no oversight. But the money kept going. $500 billion a year, folks. That is 25% of our deficit. 25% of the amount of money we borrow or print every year. I mean, dear God. But the good news is this. This payment system, as long as it's left on, will stop that. So we know right off the bat, again, half a trillion dollars a year paid out clearly. This fraud. I mean, the programs are discontinued. I mean, who the hell was it going to? And folks, here's the other question I have. Half a trillion dollars is kind of noticeable when it's 25% of the deficit, right? The $2 trillion every year that we print or borrow. How did Kevin McCarthy not notice this when he was speaker? How did Mike Johnson not notice this when he was speaker? What about Mitch McConnell's staff when he was majority leader? Didn't notice? Didn't care? What about Chuck Schumer? Folks, these people should be questioned by law enforcement. And you know what else I wonder about this? Do they even know what they're doing? Or are there people doing this for them? And they just slide in and out of the office and don't really know what's going on. I mean, this is incredible. Listen to this. This is, again, from the Joe Rogan podcast. Back in February, this is Elon Musk explaining to Joe Rogan, who asked, hey, is this fraud? Is this theft? What is this?
So we said, okay, our recommendation to the Treasury and the Federal Reserve is like, we need to make the payment categorization codes mandatory, not optional. And there needs to be an explanation. We're not judging the quality of the explanation, but there should be some explanation for what this payment is for above nothing. That's a radical change to the system that is being implemented now. My guess is that probably saves $100 billion a year.
Jesus Christ.
That's,
where was that money going?
Rough order of magnitude.
Probably. Where was that money going?
Well, so this is where you get into the sort of gray boundary between waste and fraud. If money is sent to a person or organization from the government and you didn't really deserve it, but the government still sent it to you, is that waste or fraud?
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of payments that where someone just approved the payment, but then that payment officer changed jobs or retired or died. And the payments just keep going. You know, it's like if you forget to pay your gym membership or something like that.
Right.
Now, imagine it's not the gym membership. You said your gym membership's $20 billion a year or something, you know. But they forgot to turn it off. That's happening at scale in the government.
Jesus,
it's totally
Christ,
nuts. Is
that's
what I'm saying.
So insane.
Yes.
But the good news, folks, is on Saturday that all came to a screeching halt. This new system won't allow a payout unless Congress authorized it and it has the correct code. So you might have noticed folks on X making fun of Doge because they initially said, "Oh, we're going to save Americans $2 trillion," and then it ended up being, "Well, okay, it's $160 billion." Yeah, through now, but with this in place, and as long as this stays in place, this has the potential to save that $500 billion a year in programs that have expired, but for some reason we're still paying for them, as well as whatever fraud and waste people were hitting the system with before that. Again, on Saturday alone, it saved us $324 million. And folks, I know somewhere there's a Democrat in a mansion screaming and crying and probably having to think about, you know, starting to maybe sell their private island. That's the level of the fraud here. Folks, it drops the jaw. But the good news is this. These are the little victories that in the fog of war, you're hardly hearing about. I'm so grateful to Elon Musk for this. He gave us all such a gift.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.